Welcome to the School of Healing. I'm your host and guide, Dominice Clifton, the founder of Move and Still and a trauma-informed employee well-being consultant and stress management expert. This podcast is for working professionals and entrepreneurs that are seeking a new way. For years, you've dedicated yourself to serving your community, but you still find yourself burned out, unfulfilled, and questioning the deeper meaning behind life. The School of Healing is designed to help you reduce stress and burnout so that you feel more aligned and fulfilled in your personal and professional life. Each episode is created to help you shed, decondition, and release all of the behaviors and patterns that are keeping you from prioritizing yourself. This journey is about remembering. The moment you decide to own your power and stand in the knowingness of who you are, you empower other people to do the same. Life is meant to be full. I am so glad you answered your soul's calling, and I am so glad you are here. Now let's grow and evolve together so that we make the most out of this beautiful lifetime. Good morning and welcome to another episode of the School of Healing. I am saying good morning because it's currently morning where I am recording this. However, I know that y'all are going to be listening to this at all different times. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Let's just take a moment to pause and just check in with ourselves. Maybe connect with your breath. Take a few deep breaths, breathing in through the nose, slowly exhaling from the mouth. Just repeating that intentional breath as much as you need to as you listen to this podcast episode and as you go throughout your day today. I must admit that it feels a bit foreign to be back behind this microphone recording episodes. I felt like I needed some time off and I allowed myself to honor that. I haven't recorded an episode in a while. Like I had still been putting episodes out in 2023 that I had recorded earlier in the year, but actually sitting behind the microphone and recording, it's been a minute. And so I'm readjusting to this process. So today, I won't say when, but it is a new moon. And I am actually going to have someone on the podcast soon that is going to talk a bit about the moon cycles and just the energy that comes with the moon cycles. But a new moon is, or just a full moon, a new moon, the moon cycles are just such a beautiful healing energy. It is often an amplifying energy as well. And so if you are someone who typically tunes in and is aware of the new moon and the full moon cycles, you are probably, you probably notice the shift in your energy. It might be, so typically with the moon cycles, your energy is going to be either up and you're going to feel like you're on a high, or it's going to be down and you're going to feel low. And either way, your emotions are amplified. So today is a new moon and I have been up for a while. So it's about 6:10 here as I'm recording this, but I've been up since about 4 a.m. And after being on my phone for a while, kind of, you know, just being with my thoughts, I started journaling at about 5:40 and I just realized something. So the day before, so yesterday, I was feeling some heavy emotions. I was feeling a lot of, I think, guilt maybe is the emotion that is coming up for me right now. I was feeling a lot of guilt around parenting and the way that my anger sometimes shows up as a parent. For anyone listening to this who has young children or maybe has raised young children that are now older, You know that parenting can be one of the most triggering life experiences, the most activating life experiences that you can endure. I feel like our children come to push our buttons, to show us where we still need work and where we still need healing and love. And my children, they do that so good. They do it so good. My oldest, I feel like, is a mirror of me in a way that sometimes feels a little bit scary. Because I feel like as I'm looking at her and interacting her, I'm dealing with this younger version of myself. So I'm trying to parent her, reparent this current version of myself, reparent a younger version of myself. Like, there's just always so much parenting that I feel like is happening at any moment in motherhood for me. And sometimes, like I said, I get angry, and anyway, I'm sure I'll be talking a lot about my emotions and how I'm working through things. But sometimes I get angry, and then after the wave of anger comes, I might outwardly express that anger, or sometimes I manage to remain in control and just, you know, be mindful, recognize the anger and let it pass. But oftentimes I struggle with the anger coming and me feeling like I shouldn't be angry, because I'm a yoga instructor, I'm a yogi, I'm a healer, like all of these things. It's like, I feel like for some reason I should be immune to these things, right? Because I meditate daily, because I do yoga frequently. But the reality is, I had my energy reader, actually, I had an energy reading with him yesterday, and he picked up on the anger that I have been dealing with and experiencing and praying to God about to like take it away. And he, in so many words, just reminded me that I was human. Like, I am, he was like, as much as you try to, you know, put up this titanium force and be this like superhero, Dom, you are human, and you have to give yourself permission to be human. You have to give yourself permission to feel the anger and to get angry if things, you know, activate the anger, and just allow yourself to have that anger without feeling guilty about it. And I don't know why, but like, that was like the permission I needed to recognize that it's time to accept this anger. Because honestly, like, anger is, it can be used in a positive way for passion, right? Like, I often take this anger and turn it into fuel to drive me. And so I'm going to share a journal entry in a second, but I feel like we as a society have been conditioned to believe that anger is negative. And when we feel it, like, we feel guilty about it, especially when it's, you know, in parenting and our relationships and that sort of thing. But I am learning that I am going to have to really accept my anger in order for me to process through it the way that I desire to. It's never fully going to go away. It's always going to be with me. It's always going to be with you, because you're human. And a really big part of the journey is acceptance and forgiveness. And so I'm just going to share 6 steps that came to me literally this morning in my journal for myself. But I felt like it was helpful for, it could be helpful for other people. And so I'm sharing. So I'll actually just read what I have. At 5:40 a.m., I just realized something. All of this time, I have been so hard on myself for being human, and I capitalize human, for having emotions, for getting angry. We are taught that there are good emotions and bad emotions. And as a child, as children, we are often taught to suppress the bad emotions. Bury the anger. There's no place for that here, is a message that we have internalized from our childhood. But what happens over time is that we begin to feel bad when we feel anger. And honestly, I forgot to mention this before I started reading, so I'm going to pause here. I'm giving myself permission to be angry and feel the anger because I'm a Black woman in America. That shit in itself gives me reason to be fucking angry a lot. Outside of that, I have been going through so many major life transitions over the last like year and a half, and there's a lot to be angry about. It's hard sometimes, and that in itself is a reason to be angry. And so I'm going to talk a bit more about just like anger and why it shows up. But I was thinking that too. Like, I can be angry. Like, I actually have a lot to be angry about. How I deal with it is one thing, but feeling it is another. And I'm giving myself permission to be angry. Okay, back to the journal entry. So again, what happens over time is that we begin to feel bad when we feel anger. But anger is no different from any other emotion. It is an indicator of care and attention. Instead of feeling guilty when you feel anger, the first step is to accept it as a normal human emotion. So step one, accept yourself as a normal human. In my case, yes, I am a yogi. Yes, I am a healer, but I am also a human. And yes, you might be a mother, or yes, you might be a father. Yes, you might be a partner. Yes, you might have a job, like all of these things. But at the end of the day, you are also a human, which means that you're imperfect. You are flawed. And still, you are a perfect being, an expression of love. So you have to accept that. Step two is to name it. Name the anger when it comes. So for me lately, when I've been feeling anger, I've literally been calling it out. Hello, anger, my dear friend. And with that, you give yourself permission to acknowledge the emotion, right? The third step is to take a moment to pause and ask yourself, what do I need in this moment? Maybe you need a few deep breaths. Maybe you need a hug. Maybe you need to feel seen, to be heard, to be acknowledged. Maybe you need a moment to yourself. Maybe you need to scream, to punch something, to express your goddamn human emotions. Whatever you need, take a moment. The fourth step is to recognize that anger is often an external expression of a masked internal emotion. I will read that again. My baby just walked in, y'all. Step four is to recognize that anger is often an external expression of a masked internal emotion. So what that means is that perhaps you're sad and your sadness is being reflected as anger. Or maybe you're stressed and your stress and overwhelm are being reflected as anger. Oftentimes, when we feel anger, anger is just the outward expression of something that's going on internally that is unaddressed, that wants to be addressed. And so you have to recognize you're cold. Okay. You have to recognize that anger is just here to tell you something. Again, to tell you where you require some care, some attention. All right, y'all, give me a second. I have a little person that needs me right now. And I'm not going to pause. Just be with me. Okay. All right, so step five. We're still on step four. Step four, ask yourself, what is my anger here to tell me? So our emotions are an internal love language. They are here to communicate with us and to help us to communicate with one another better. And so again, when you feel this anger, just pause and ask yourself, what is my anger trying to tell me? What do I need? All right, so step five is give yourself grace. If you responded in a way that you didn't feel good about when you were angry, give yourself grace. There is nothing wrong with you. You are who source, who God created you to be. If you made a mistake or you caused harm, take some time to reflect on it. And then apologize and admit your wrongdoing after you have given yourself time to calm down and reflect. And that's really important because when we are angry, our stress response kicks in. So our fight or flight response kicks in. And what that means is that we are not responding in those moments from a conscious state of awareness. Our survival mechanisms kick in, our survival instincts kick in, and we literally go into fight or flight. And so when you're angry, the way that fighting shows up is you might be screaming, you might be yelling, you might really want to fight someone, you might want to flight or flee and get away from the situation, right? Hide. So there's all of these different ways that our anger manifests. So you have to allow yourself to allow your body to calm down from being in that stress response state, so that you can accurately reflect and assess the situation. Because when you are in a stress response, your thinking brain, your logical brain, is your prefrontal cortex. It's not even functioning. It's off. It's turned off. Your amygdala, your fight or flight, your survival part of the brain, the fear response is turned on. And we don't think logically when we are operated from that state. And so taking time to try to hash out an argument or to prove your point or your case when you're angry, or even to reflect in moments of anger, is not the way to go. Allow yourself to calm down and then come back to the situation. And again, as you're giving yourself grace, take time to reflect. If you did respond in a way that you didn't feel good about, reflect on that, right? Forgive yourself. And then if you hurt others, go and ask for forgiveness from those people as well. And then the final step, and I think this one is super, super important, is to know that you will mess up again and again and again, because you are a human. Every time you make a mistake, you have to forgive yourself. You have to ask for forgiveness and you have to begin again. So every time you make a mistake, you have to start at step one and go through this 6-step cycle again, or some variation of this. Maybe you don't need all 6 steps. Maybe, you know, there's a few. Take what you need, leave what you don't. But this is what came up for me this morning. And I've been doing this, not necessarily like in this pattern, but I've been doing these things as I've been getting angry. Some, you know, again, not always in the sequence that I've just named, but it is helpful, right? These steps are really helpful. And that self-acceptance, that self-forgiveness, that self-compassion, like all of those those emotions expressed towards the self are so important, because otherwise, like I said, we end up feeling so much guilt and so much shame sometimes, right? We feel like we're bad people. And the reality is that you're not a bad person. You're just a human being having a normal human experience, experiencing anger, experiencing emotions, which is all a part of the normal experience. And the last thing I'll say, y'all, is that when we are souls, right, on the soul plane, on the 50 level, 60 level, like those other dimensions, we don't feel emotions the same way we do when we decide to incarnate and have this human experience. So what we typically experience in the as our soul or higher self, when we are not embodied, is love, right? Is joy. Like, love is who we are at our core. That's the truest version of ourselves. So believe it or not, your soul chose to have this human experience because it wanted to experience a range of emotions. Because if you only felt the good, you would never really appreciate it, because that's all that you know, right? And so our souls choose to incarnate, to come here, to experience the anger, the sadness, the joy, the happiness, the bitterness, the resentfulness, the jealousy, like the guilt, the shame, all of the emotions, all of them, the good, the bad, the ugly. Our souls choose to come here to experience those things because those emotions help us to grow. They help us to evolve. They help us to love deeper, right? Like, we are better versions of ourselves because of our journeys. And a part of the journey is emotion. And so I just want to leave you with that, right? Like, sometimes we might be like, why do I feel this anger? Why do I feel this other, you know, this guilt, this shame, whatever it is? It is a part of your soul's evolution. You needed those experiences. You need those emotions to continue to grow and evolve. And so instead of looking at the negative, or again, those quote unquote or air quote, those bad emotions, one, you have to realize that emotions are equal. Like, it's a level playing field. All of them are equally as important. There are none that are better than others. There are none that are worse than others. We have been, again, conditioned to believe that. And so that's the way we internalize it. But the same way that you feel joy, and joy tells you this is good, anger comes to tell you something is off. this is not good, right? And we need that. We need the range. So that is it for this episode today. I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that as you navigate through your journey, and maybe you're not dealing with anger, maybe there's some other emotion that you're struggling with, you can use this same sort of process for any emotion that you feel like is a negative or bad emotion to allow yourself to move through it. The goal, the end goal in this process is self-love and self-acceptance. When you get to the space where you begin to accept that these emotions are here, they are a part of who you are, then it becomes a lot easier to allow yourself to feel and be with those emotions, right? Not to suppress them, not to shun them, not to try to hide them, any of those things. Be with those emotions, allow yourself to feel through, and that is how you begin to release them energetically, right? Like that's how you begin to release whatever heavy emotion that you're feeling. But you have to be with it. Suppressing it is not going to, it's not going to go away. And I feel like what's happening for me, I know I said I was done, but I'm just going to say this last thing, is that for so long, because we have been taught that feeling certain emotions are bad, like we push them down. And so now I have these perfect little humans that are helping me, right? Because they are forcing these emotions that I have buried and not allowed myself to feel for so long to come up. And so now it's like, as an adult, I have to learn to be with these emotions. And so that's what you can look at this journey as. It's like an opportunity to allow yourself to be with whatever is coming up. And if it's coming up, that means that your body, your soul wants you to deal with it. So don't keep trying to pack it down. Don't keep trying to ignore it. Pray it away. Hope that it will go away. You can pray, right? But God is also going to send you the people, the resources, the things that you need to heal, to release and evolve. All right, y'all. I hope you have a beautiful day wherever you are. Thank you so much for tuning in to listen to this episode. The light in me sees the light in you. And I'm going to leave you the same way I leave you after every episode. Keep releasing, keep reconnecting, and keep remembering. Until the next time we are together again, school's out. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The School of Healing. You can check out the show notes to connect and learn more about any resources that were mentioned today. If you're on Instagram, let me know what resonated with you. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me so that we can stay connected. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Especially be sure to rate and review the podcast if you really liked it. If you didn't, that's okay too.